The Gemara says on Daf Peches and Mabez is that ein mechasa ne'ela b'davar shezar bei matzmiach. It can only be mechasa with a davar that is matzmiach. And Taisa says that's coming le'me'ute offer midbar, which is not matzmiach. And Taisa has a kasha from the Gemara b'zar and Daf from Gimel that's mashma there that offer midbar is matzmiach. So the Gemara is talking about the gabe what you do with avodah zarah, and it sounds like that from the kasha of the Gemara that offer midbar is matzmiach. And Taisa says a chiddush be'shlarma d'shama az k'shibo sham Yisrael haya matzmiach. Maybe when Klai Yisrael came to the Midbar, there was some type of nes happened, and the offer then, taka was matzmiach, but belav halachi in a regular case, offer Midbar is not matzmiach. So it's mavur from Taisa Chiddush, when Klai Yisrael came to the Midbar, the offer Midbar was taka matzmiach, and was able to grow things. So l'char, it's a kasha and taisis from the Gemara in Yuma, that find, hey, when the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of yasid, tilacha ala zanacha, it is a mitzvah that you have to have a yasid to be mechasa the tzayin. And the Gemara has a kasha that why did they need that mitzvah in the midbar? L'chari, all they had was the man, and the man was nevel beivarim. So why was it necessary to have the yasid bichlal if they didn't eat anything other than the man? And the Gemara gives different terutzim. They bought from Tagari Umais, from the Akum, they bought food, and that's what they needed for. And the Gemara says another teres as well. But l'chari, l'fitaisis, the kasha is not a kasha because once they came there, it was matzmiach. So maybe they're able to grow their own food, and that's what they ate, and that's why they needed the yaseid. Why does Gemara not say that they ate what they was matzmiach once they came to the midbar? That would be a teretz to the kasha the Gemara. And I found in the Chassam Seif over here, he asked his kasha, and he wants to say that this was matzmiach. It was only matzmiach maichol behema, but not maichol adam. And lefi that it's not shver. That's why the Gemara couldn't say that because the Gemara said they didn't have food that was right for an adam. And the feed vibe, you can answer the kasha of the Rashash over there. The Rashash is bothered with the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, where they said about the midbar, l'makam zera, it's on a makam zera. L'chari Taisa saying it is a makam zera. So if you look some sefer, it's meyusha because it's not a makam zera for Adam, even though it was right for Behema, but they're talking about Michael Adam, and that was the beer in their time. But the Ika kasha that I was asking, l'chari Sheref Niman Yuma, maybe you can answer differently. That the Gemara there says that the man was nevel beivarim because it was a Michael of Nes, and Chaim Velazhner and Avis says that Huadin by Besar Kabanis is also nevel beivarim because it was Nes. Anything which was a Dover Nisi, I mean, it was not a Nes, but it had Kedusha, anything that has Kedusha to it was nevel beivarim, and it could be Huadin, whatever is Matzmiach in the Midbar, was also nevel beivarim because Bederech HaTava, the Midbar, is not Matzmiach and only happened through a Nes. So if he that, maybe you could say over there that it was Matzmiach. It was a Nevel Beivarim as well, and did not have a din of a regular Gidol. But the Etzem Vart of Taisus, the Archonim who uses Lagabi other Inyanim as well, Mashal Lagabi the Mekaishesh, that maybe he was what he did Katsir to was the Dvarim, the Matzmech in the Midbar, and the Archonim use Lagabi Mlecha Shabbos, Dumi to the Mishkan, where do they have Kaitzer as well, also could be from what was Matzmech in the Midbar. It sounds like they treated it as something that was Galdom Bader Chateva. But it could be that if you say it was Derech Nes, it was some element of a Nes, therefore it would be Nevla Beivarim, and that's why the Gemara Yuma didn't use that as the Davar, there was Mechayev, the Kisvi of the Tzayah.